Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky, and joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
So we go down memory lane.
We are.
A Baltimore story in Mount Vernon in the 80s and 90s.
Yes.
I remember it well. I spent many evenings playing at Louis Cafe.
And I spent many evenings browsing and eating dessert at Louis Cafe.
But that's not the point of this story.
No.
It's the fact that Louis Cafe had ice cream drinks, which were particularly nice in the summer. And we thought we would
And
share.
Everyone that went to Louis at one point or the other had an ice cream drink. And it was great when you were in college and maybe you weren't old enough to order a beer, but you could get the chocolate coffee ice cream with rum or creme de coco or something like
that.
Of course, there wasn't enough in there.
Your secret is safe with me.
Thanks.
In homage to Louis, we found a couple of nice ice cream cocktail recipes from the June 2015 issue of Bon Appetit. And the first one is called Float Your Boat. This has peach ice cream, grapefruit soda. You garnish it with tarragon or lemon verbena sprig and an ounce of Campari. Sounds delicious, actually.
Yeah, I have to say, this is far from the, I think it was the Black Russian or the White Russian that I used to order at Louis.
But excellent.
These are a little bit more contemporary. This drink, they're just calling it vanilla with bitters and cherries because that's really what it is. Vanilla ice cream in a glass with seltzer and a tablespoon of Angostura bitters, garnished with Luxardo maraschino cherries, and spiked with an ounce of cherry brandy or kirsch.
Nice.
That does sound good.
That does sound
very
good.
Very, very nice.
I'm ready now. Our next offering is called Coconut and Cream. It's coconut ice cream, it's cream soda, chocolate syrup, and an ounce of rum. I think that's really quite excellent, as this day when we are recording this is a zillion degrees. That sounds perfect.
Yeah, and this one is definitely of the moment, the green tea and ginger beer. And you know I like ginger beer. I'm not so crazy about green tea, but I would try it. Green tea ice cream, if you can find that, with in ginger beer with a garnish of mint and an ounce of Irish whiskey.
Mm.
Maybe that would make the green tea taste good.
Absolutely. Well, it makes the green tea even greener.
Mm, indeed.
So with that in mind, 2015 June edition, June 2015 edition of Bon Appetit, some ice cream cocktails, and our memories of Louis. I played at Louis for $10 and dinner and tips for many, many times.
I probably saw you there.
It's, you know, odds are good. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.